A day like today, it must feel pretty close to paradise. Breathtaking views, deserted beaches and seals and dolphins swimming in pristine waters. The island of Cape Clear off the southwest coast of Cork is the perfect getaway place. But how about making it your new home? An ad is being released inviting applications for people to move to Cape Clear full time. Judith Gilbert is the chairperson for the only school on Cape Clear Island, Scolnáisiúnta in Ishclara, and she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Judith.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking the call.
Not a bother, and you've definitely nailed it. It is a beautiful day here today.
Yeah. Like, it's spectacular down there. We did a programme years ago, like it could be 20 years ago now, from Cape Clear. Yeah. It's very special. How long are you on the island?
Oh, I'd say I was here when you were there.
Oh, right.
When you were here. Yeah. About 30 years now at this stage.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, definitely. You answered an ad yourself to move to Cape Clear back
in
the 90s.
Yeah, we did. We were living in inner city Liverpool and we had four young kids and we just wanted some kind of a different life for our children, you know, a safer kind of more open environment. So we were trying to get back home to Ireland at the time, and we were buying the Irish paper while we were in Liverpool looking for jobs. And there was an article in the paper about looking for families to come to move to Cape Clear. They wanted to try and save the second teacher because the numbers were falling in the school at the time. So we just thought we'd try it, and we went and we contacted the local development company and went over for a weekend and met loads of people, and that was the July, and by October we decided we were moving lock, stock and barrel. So it was brilliant.
That's a big change, isn't it? Inner city Liverpool to Cape Clear.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very different. And I'm a dub. I come from a city anyway, so it was, but my husband is from the country, so he wanted a rural lifestyle. Yeah. I mean, I did too, really, when you think about it. But it was a big leap of faith.
Big, and like you know now, and your husband knows now, that island life is different to rural life and urban life. It has its own thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Very, very different. It's very unique. It's not for everybody, but I mean, I'd say to people, just try it. You don't know what it's like until you try it. Yeah. And it's a really close-knit community. You know, people look out for one another. I've made friends for life here. You know, they've been through all sorts of life's ups and downs over the years, you know, and I wouldn't swap it for anything.
Okay. What's the population of...
Well, according to the census, it's about 111. But, if you do a head count during the winter months, it's about 96.
Right.
People.
That's quite exact, 96.
Well, yeah, I did a head count one night. I had to for work. So,
right.
Yeah. So it just depends on which night.
Yeah, yeah. We've come across this before in other places on the mainland, where schools are in trouble because if the numbers dwindle any further, they're going to be closed or they'll lose a teacher or whatever. What's the situation with Scolnáisiúnta in Ishclara?
Well, at the moment we have three pupils in the school, but from an island perspective, the school wouldn't close unless there was no students. Do you know what I mean?
Different rules for islands.
Different rules for islands because every child deserves an education. And it's not possible to go to a mainland school from here at the moment, you know. So with the distance of the ferry and during the winter months, sometimes it would be uncomfortable for a child to travel, and timings of ferries and stuff. What we need is children, you know,
children.
And families and young people, you know, to add variety to life and, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you sell it to them then? What was in the ad back in the 90s that caught your attention?
Christ almighty, I wasn't anticipating that question.
No. Neither was I, it just came from nowhere, sorry about that.
I suppose we wanted to go home. I wanted to be closer to my family and so did Kevin. And it was just an opportunity that we thought we'd just try.
Okay.
You know, and we said we'd come for a year and see how.
And what age were you? Back then?
I was actually just after my 30th birthday.
Right, okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, literally, yeah. July. So
and yourself and Kevin had four children, and you then you had four more.
Yeah, we have eight.
Eight.
Beautiful children. Well, they're adults now, allegedly.
it's like the first thing that came into my head was, well done.
No.
I'm from a family of nine, so. So you're looking for people to come to the island. How will you lure them to Cape Clear?
Well, I suppose there's two houses there. There'll be reasonable rented. We'll look at and help people find work, and we'll welcome people and help them register for school. I'm not sure, but just be ourselves and be very welcoming and supportive. I mean, that's what an island community is. It's very welcoming and supportive of everybody.
You've mentioned it already, Judith, but it is a big leap, isn't it? Even from rural Ireland. Yeah.
It is a leap. Although people over the years have come for a year and tried it,
right.
And that's great itself as well. Just come and try it. You don't know what it's like until you've tried it. You don't know what the community's like until you've been in it for a while.
Yeah.
There's lots of activities as well around here that we have it's a Gaeltacht island as well. So we have a language planning officer, and there's an awful lot of activities that Rory supports throughout the year for everybody, as well as some of the programs that I run too, community education and arts and crafts and dancing and music,
And is there a job in tourism as well?
There is, yes. The Corcum and the local development company there were lucky to be awarded funding for a tourism officer with their new Fastness experience. So I think that's a 3-year post as well. So there are opportunities there, Some people come and bring their own work with them, as well. So
what's the broadband like?
The broadband's not too bad, although I'd say my house is the worst of the lot.
Okay. And what about the ferry connection?
It's much better. The ferry connection, we're blessed with our service. During the summer, there's more ferries, and in the winter time, the ferry goes twice a day. I think it's probably in and out twice a day.
And what,
so
during the summer, it's more than that?
Cut off. Huh? So.
Go on, sorry, I cut across you there. You get cut off
sometimes.
Yeah,
you're all right. I'm not used to this radio interview stuff. we can get cut off from time to time, but that's part of the beauty of it as well. I love the winter here. I love the rough seas and, all the bad weather as well, more so than the summer.
Is it a bit like what Jarvis Cocker was saying, that, you wrap up inside knowing that all that's outside?
Yeah. And you're self-reliant, and you're reliant on each other as well. And, we have to be innovative and creative, in how we go about our daily lives, even getting our shopping in and stuff like that. So, but it's a great life. It is absolutely a great life, and it's brilliant for children. They have so much freedom. And we're going to be building a playground as well, which will be fantastic addition to the community. Yeah. So,
What ages are your children now, Judith?
Oh, my oldest, God, I'm dreadful with dates and times, but my oldest is 37 and my youngest is 21.
Right.
So, yeah.
And have all of them gone from the island?
No, I have. My young son now, my youngest is still at home, kind of, sort of. He's heading off to sea now in July, but for some of his training. And then I've my other son, Cian. He lives on the island with his partner and two small children as well. And he runs one of the local pubs down there, so down the harbour in Cotters. Yeah.
And Judith, do you have the chats among yourselves when you're all together about how living on an island has made you different? Because they obviously went into the mainland for secondary school, then probably third level, and they were mixing with other people who weren't raised on islands. Have you ever had that chat?
I have had that chat with my kids, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think from my own perspective as a mum, I think it's made them far more resilient and resourceful. They're all very creative. They've all had a brilliant education. They're all very talented, although I'm biased. They're all very talented and creative, and they're hard workers as well. I think yeah. Right. So I think that helps with that. I think I felt like I kept them safe too when they were small, because they're, you know, with all the problems with inner cities, it's not easy.
Yes, you kept them away from all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's been on here? I proposed to my wife on Cape Clear 16 years ago. We haven't been out since, but we're dying to go back this summer. Amazing place. That's Hugh in East Cork. Well. Cape Clear wants you. where can people find more details, Judith?
There's an email address. I can send it on to you if you want
yes,
to put it on
do.
Your social
yes,
media.
Yes, that's what we'll do.
Because there is, and I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. I'll spell it wrong.
Okay,
fine. But you get me to do it. Yeah. vanishedoor1@gmail.com, I think it is.
Okay, we'll get it and we'll put it up. And have you got a view?
Perfect.
Have you got a view out to the sea there where you are? No.
I'd need to blow up a little hill. We're one of the few houses that don't. But out the end of the road, it's a beautiful view of the Gascoigne Sound. It's one of my favourite views of Cape.
Right. Lovely talking to you, Judith. Mind yourself.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weather.
You too.
Thanks now.
And
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.